When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feed hands. It's only, only, it's only feed hands.
Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth, and, well, Karen Elizabethan. And my guest today, Canadian, he's a favorite of the stand. He hosts The Bathhouse,
yeah,
which is a really fun show. He records it out of the stand. Danny Polschmuck is here. Did I nail your name or what?
You nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Dude,
absolutely.
The Bathhouse is really fun.
Thank you.
If you're not subscribed or watching that, or, you know.
Go check it out. It's go check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/lowvaluemail, M-A-I-L. That's where The Bathhouse streams from.
Yeah, Ryan just shared our sketch again.
Yeah, that was a great one. That was a good one. Yeah, that was the fat suit sketches.
New guy, I don't know how people are like, how did you keep a straight face? And I'm like, in one of the cuts, you can see I can't. I have my tongue like in my cheek. I'm like biting my own face from the inside.
Yeah,
you guys were just so funny.
And our prosthetics just literally fall off our face, like they're. The way those things like stick on is the moment you start sweating.
Yeah, and your fat suit's deflated too.
Yeah, they were.
I kept like turning around and like Danny's blowing Ryan. Ryan's
blowing him up.
Like emotionally.
Emotionally, yes.
He's like, you're going to be so funny in this sketch, man.
You're gonna
I love
kill
you.
It in this sketch.
You're my brother.
We're Canadian brothers.
Yeah. So yeah, you are Canadian. Is today a holiday? Don't you guys have Boxing Day?
We have Boxing Day, which is not celebrated in this country.
No.
Although honestly, Boxing Day is, when I was younger, because there used to be like deals and stuff. Like that was the whole point of Boxing Day, was the day after Christmas.
It was like a Black Friday type vibe.
It was, or Christmas for Jews, because, you know, you get your Hanukkah money.
Yeah, that's right. Jewish, right. That's
and then,
right.
And then all of my Christian friends are like having to buy everything full price the day before Christmas.
Just to make it
for Christmas. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'll just wait.
What a scam.
And then get all these good deals. But then because of the internet and stuff, there's like no deals anymore. So now the only thing that really.
No, we really took it back with Black Friday. I swear to God. Like,
and I think they have, they have Black Friday in, well, so no, they don't have Black Friday in Canada because Black Friday is after Thanksgiving, but our Thanksgiving's in October. So I don't know if we like do a thing where we go like, we're going to do Black Friday too, just because we like are so close to America.
And you want the deals.
But they want the deals or they have like weird other things that are called, but Boxing Day.
Did you celebrate?
Now it's just, all that really happens is the World Junior Hockey Tournament starts.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Canada literally just got knocked out like 10 minutes ago.
You love hockey. Is that why you said brutal? You were over here mumbling?
It is. Yeah. Is they lost
Danny, I was like, I don't know. Danny just lost some crypto or.
No, that's all gone. Sam Bakerfried got all that.
Wait, Canada's out?
They just got eliminated to Czechia.
Are like.
The best.
Yeah.
I didn't think so, but.
What round is it? Are we in?
That's a good question. I think they're probably like the.
Quarterfinals?
I think the quarters, yeah. Like, that's an early.
What country did you just make up? Chechnya?
Chechia. So, when I was a kid, when I was a lad, it was called the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Or Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
Now, and it's only.
Chechia?
That's like a recent thing that they started calling it Chechia.
It sounds like a joke.
Even on the CBC, it says Czech Republic.
It sounds like a kind of bed bug.
Quarterfinals, yeah. So, it says Czech Republic in the title, but then when you go to the actual thing, it says Czech Republic here, but then everybody calls them Chechia, which is, I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Chechia makes, it sounds like Canadian scabies or, I don't like the sound. It sounds like echinacea, like eczema. It sounds like an STD.
Something bad.
What do you guys have?
Yeah. Let's find out why this is called Chechia. Now we're talking.
Danny's really smart.
You're a great producer.
She's good, right?
Oh, she's killer. She blows it up and everything too.
I know. I can. Because she knows how blind I am.
Yeah.
So she's like, "This is for Karen." I'm like, "Nicole, I still can't read that."
So in 2013, Czech President Milos Zeman
Milos
recommended the wider use of Czechia in English sources. And then on April 14th, the government passed a resolution to make Chechnya the official short name of the country. So there you go. So it is new. It's only 8 years ago. We've less than 8 years that we've been calling it Chechnya.
Well,
that's like how India wants to change their name.
To what?
Bharat or something?
Obama?
No. They just want to change it.
Bharat?
That's because I guess that's...
what does that mean?
I don't know, but India is now trying to change their... Which is like a pretty big... Like, you know,
I was just going to say...
Czech Republic, you go, that's...
They're like one of the, like, the smaller, what, Eastern European countries?
Yeah, they're the exact Eastern Europe. They're not like a huge country.
But, India's huge, right?
Yeah.
Aren't there like more people in India than there are here?
Oh, big time. There's like 1.5 billion probably in India. 1.4 billion.
How many do we got?
400 million.
We don't even have a billion people here.
330. There you go. Wow. I thought America was actually higher than that.
Elon's
sorry. This is, that's 330 official.
Got him.
Got him. But honestly, though, that is like.
But honestly,
that's 330 as per the census.
We can easily round that number up.
I mean, if this was like a live total, it would be going up like, you know, in a Union Square. Right. That thing.
You see the people coming out of the bridge with backpacks on.
I mean, 2023 was like the biggest year for
immigrants?
Border crossings.
Immigration?
I don't think it's considered immigration because it's not legal.
Yeah.
Illegal immigration, yeah. Right. But I mean, those people, they're the backbone.
Speaking of which,
I
can use a new cleaning lady if anybody is racist.
Yeah. They're the backbone of this country, though. Everybody always talks so much shit, but I'm like,
you don't want to be a DoorDasher.
I'm not from
this country. You don't want to be a fucking Amazon worker.
I'm not from this country, so
who are you to talk?
I would do the same thing. Like, if you could just come
walk
over to America.
Yeah, of course. Coming from where they're coming from?
For sure.
Yes, of course. I would do the same thing.
I mean, so the weird thing is that some of them are like from China and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just assumes they're all from Central America, but they're like, some Chinese people, they're like, you know what? I can just fucking...
How do they get here?
They fly to Mexico.
Oh.
And then they just kind of make their way over. They walk over.
Because Mexico doesn't care.
Well, Mexico doesn't have any... Because America has issue where you're like, you know, you can't probably fly into...
Yeah, Mexico's anywhere. More like, what are you guys doing here? You know,
they're just like, what are you here for? They're like, tourism. And they go, okay. Enjoy your stay in Mexico.
Chinese people are like, you know, we work in the same restaurants. We're both making the same quote unquote tacos. We might as well get to know each other.
But they just say we're here for tourism. Come to Mexico. Mexico is like easy to go to. Yeah. Unlike America, which is like the hardest place.
Yeah.
Like there's like this Indian comic who did the bathhouse the other day. And I was talking and he's like born in India and he has a visa here. And I was asking him about, well, you know, can you go to Canada? Like, you ever do shows in Canada? He's like, I can't go to Canada.
Because you can't travel, or
well,
like,
just because you need like
if he
as
tries
a Canadian,
to cross that border, all these things will be like, what are you doing?
No. You need like a formal visa that you have to like apply for like 6 months in advance, and all this stuff. And I had an Indian friend in Canada, same thing. He couldn't go to America because you're like, India's not one of the countries that has like a visa-free partnership with America. Like Canada, you can just literally go 6 months a year. I think Mexico. I don't know if Mexico. Lets you have 6 months a year too. But like as a Canadian, you can literally stay in America for 6 months a year without having to like do like anything. You can just be like, I'm going for 6 months and it's fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
At least you contribute.
I think so. Yeah. Somewhat. I pay taxes.
I know like grown American men who contribute less.
There you go. Well, because I had to give up everything to come here.
What'd you give up? Your hockey career? Were you making maple syrup?
No. I legitimately, like, at 35 years old, went and sold all my possessions.
What was your most...
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I had a
Let me finish it, then. I'm just kidding.
What's that? Oh. You're going to ask what were these possessions?
Yeah, I was. What was
I
the most...
I had a really nice... Crate and Barrel bed frame, okay. Solid wood.
Yeah,
that I really enjoyed. I bought it used actually from this, but it was like it's like a $4,000 bed I bought for like $500. But it was really nice.
But the value.
But I had to get rid of it. I had to go pick it up from them and disassemble it. It was
made
a whole thing,
sad.
You know. Yeah, I had some. And what else? That was about it.
Yeah,
that was about all.
I've never had to like do like a purge like that. Yeah, I feel like if things go downhill, I'm going to have to start selling some of these designer bags, though.
That's fine. Do they hold their value?
No.
I always wonder about that.
Some. If you keep them nice, it depends.
Like, well, like if you, because I bought my my fiance.
Danny, just say it with pride.
I bought her a bag. It's just, I hate that word.
Such a piece of shit. My fiance.
My betrothed.
My fiance. She's a fucking smoke show. But I bought her a
bag, and she's into bags. You know, she likes the bags and stuff.
And you're like, you better put Saran wrap over that.
Well, I'm just no. She like walks in the rain with it. And shit.
It's just blood.
But
all
she'll buy them, and a lot of women will be like, you know, these really hold their value.
Yeah,
and
I'm hear like, that.
I guess do they?
I hear that said a lot. I think it's like if you have taste and you have an eye and you pick a special bag and you keep it really nice for like a decade.
Like some of them might be rarer than others.
Yeah, like I got one of this Japanese designer lady. Like made like the like these bags, and like I'm sure that it's like pre-earthquake, so it's like more valuable
is
now.
Pre-earthquake, which one? Like the one that just happened? Like yeah. The one this weekend?
Yeah, looks pretty bad, huh?
I actually haven't been following. Is it bad?
It looks pretty bad.
I just saw a Twitter warning saying tsunami warning on Twitter because they had
I know that we should check on Japan, see if it's still there actually. But yeah, 7.5 feels like a high number.
For them though, I think they get a lot of them.
Mary used to it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get a lot of.
I guess they just seem like such a tiny place to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big country, but they.
I don't know. Why do I think Japan's tiny?
Japan? I think it's. I mean, Tokyo, I think, is the biggest city in the world.
Biggest, like...
Population-wise, I think it is.
Full of people, but, like...
This is, like, fact-check city right now. Oh, no, maybe not. That seems low. Maybe, like, the greater area or something. But what is the biggest city in the world? Question.
New York. There
you go. Tokyo, Japan.
It is Tokyo. All right, Danny, shut up with all your fucking facts. You're making me mad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? It's the population of Canada.
Wow.
That's like literally Canada is 40 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I went to Canada. I went to Montreal because I speak French a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Un petit peu?
Oui, je peux parler un petit peu.
That's all I know. That's literally all I know. But did you speak French and then they were like, what do you want? Like, was it that kind of thing? Because that's...
I was young when we went there. So, but like my mom had taken French and like my brother was just getting into it. So they were kind of practicing. But in Paris, when I went to Paris, they're like very receptive if you speak French, even if you're just trying.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my... I went to Paris with an ex of mine who took in Canada, like it's called like French immersion, okay. Where you do high school, but in French.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like you learn whatever. And so she did that whole thing. She spoke really, really good French.
Yeah.
And then we were talking to somebody and they were just like, they heard her and they went straight to English.
Whoa. Did her accent suck?
Well, she has like a weird accent, I guess.
I like tried really hard to like make my French accent like really nice.
Yeah.
Even like over like during the pandemic, I did one of these like Zoom classes to like refresh my French.
Interesting.
And the teacher kept complimenting my accent.
Yeah, good accent.
So
nice.
It's because I'm gay.
So you're gay?
Yeah.
Have you been back to Paris recently?
No, I wanted to go to the south of France, like Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
With my mom, but then she had fucking foot surgery. She's a fucking old bitch.
That sucks.
Nah, she's cool. She's coming to Key West at the end of the month.
Oh, what's going on there?
Comedy Key West, 4 nights. Come check me out.
Cool. That's a lot of gay people there.
Yeah, it's going to be a big gay time.
Mm, nice.
So my mom's coming
to
hang.
Key West.
Have you been there? No.
I want to go.
My mom, somebody told me it was like Provincetown on steroids.
Ugh.
Do you know Provincetown?
I went there when I was like 10. So I used to spend a lot of time in Cape Cod, actually, when
I
was a kid.
Wait, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you were Canadian. You were in Canada and summering on Cape Cod.
Well, I didn't summer.
You sound like the richest.
I didn't summer in Cape Cod. My parents' friends are from Boston area.
Yeah.
Outside of like a suburb of Boston, and they had a
house on the Cape. Yeah. What do you remember? What town?
Newton. No, not Newton. That's where they're from. Is Newton? They're from Newton. They had
Newton's a rich town in Massachusetts.
Yeah, they're. Name some places. I think like Hyannisport.
That's where my parents live, and you've just heard me say that, you fucking dumbass.
You didn't say it.
I said it in life before.
No, that is where.
Yeah, they're like, well, they're in Centerville, which is very close to Hyannisport. But okay. Hyannisport is like the main place. That's where the ferry goes. Where my dad works on the ferry.
Oh, okay.
He bartends and stuff. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice out there. I remember that's the first time I ever smoked weed when I was like 9.
9?
Yeah.
I was so young.
Yeah, I was,
I was 14.
Was too young. It was, I had a cousin
who gave it to
my
you.
My cousin, she was like 14 or 13, and she was just in high school getting
and
into
she
weed.
She gave you weed?
And she gave me
What'd
weed.
What'd you do when you were 9? I'm picturing like a stone 9-year-old. Thug.
I honestly, so the first time I ever did it, I think the first time I smoked weed, I was like, I didn't get high. And then the next time I was like, I got pretty high. And then I don't really remember much. Like, what did I do? I remember it was at night and it was at their place in Hyannisport. Yeah. And we like smoked it up like a little metal pipe. Like probably had like 2 hits from a bowl. And I was probably too young.
9 is
probably
young.
Can't be good for like my brain development.
You're so smart though. Like I would say like, yeah, if you were dumb, like I was bad, but maybe it's good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
But maybe 8, I could be like 9. Working at NASA or something right now. You know,
do you
like
think you'd be happy at NASA? NASA?
No, I don't think I'd be. Well, maybe I'd be like a whole different. It's one of those things, you know, like butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Like what if?
I know. That's like when they like told me I wasn't going to be a ballerina in the Boston Ballet. Like I always think like, what if I was like, fuck you. I don't believe what you guys are telling me about my body and biology and that I'm not developing into a dancer.
Yeah, but now you have like working feet.
Yeah.
And like, really, what if you're the top of being ballerina right now, like what does that look like?
It's fucking awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. Because now they're getting like brand deals and stuff with like Florida Mall and like.
Oh, so there's like famous like Instagram ballerinas and
precisely.
Shit. What about pre, like, what about like 5 years ago?
Yeah, maybe not.
You were just like a faceless kind of just on Broadway.
Yeah,
like,
it was all about Misty Copeland because she was like the first like black prima ballerina.
Okay, well, you're not black though. So that's, I don't know if they told you you couldn't be that either, but. So
there's
this is Misty Copeland.
There she is. She's fucking badass.
She's the top ballerina in the world.
She was. She definitely was.
Is this like athletes, I imagine, like where you're kind of washed at like 30?
Yeah.
Wasn't like Baryshnikov though, like the man until he was like 50?
Yeah, because there aren't that many men running into ballet.
And he was not gay, right?
He was like, crazy pussy. Crazy.
Sniz machine Baryshnikov. Yeah, he was on Sex and the City, right? Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you call him, a sniz machine?
Sniz machine. I just coined that term.
Yeah, there were 2 boys in my ballet class. Joseph, who was clearly gay and very talented and like tall and handsome. I was so young that I like didn't really get quite like what gay was. So I like thought we were flirting all the time. I was like, Joseph likes me.
Yeah.
He told me how pretty I was. But then Sam was the other one who was like talented in a different way. Like he was like an athletic dancer. He could jump really high and he could like throw the girls around too. He was very straight and he was fucking he was like getting with all these girls, making out with all these girls. Couldn't tie him down.
How old was this?
I mean, he might have been 14 at this time. We were
weird
like
thing for a straight 14-year-old to be into.
We were like 12.
Ballet, like, is that you think forced by the mother at a young age?
At a young age, like introduce him to it, and then if they show talent, it's probably tough to get out of something. People keep telling you you're really good at it.
Right. So you think he became a?
Yeah, both of them. I think they did, because if the demand is so high for male dancers,
right.
That you know, the numbers are on your side.
Yeah. And
completely
then,
opposite
and then
for women.
You just do like Swan Lake for the rest of your life?
Sure. The Nutcracker, Giselle, Coppelia.
I saw a ballet.
Sounds like you loved it.
I fucking hated
sounds
it.
Sounds like you loved it the
I've
way
I've been
John
to the
wanted.
Ballet like twice because my parents are very much like they like to do that shit.
Yeah.
Even like my dad and stuff. And so they're always like, you're uncultured.
You are swine.
Canadian swine. Like, because they're from Russia. So they're very much like, oh, you're. Canadians.
Your own parents hate you?
Well, they're all the Europeans are all like, oh, we're so much better than all these Canadian Americans who just like their football and their, you know, like they're just like, oh, we like to go to the theater and they'd always take me.
You didn't like any part of it? You didn't
ballet?
Like the jumping or like the throwing of the women?
No. Although I went and saw my first Broadway show.
Which one?
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Cool.
Like a month ago, and that was pretty good,
right?
For the revisionism.
Of history?
Of the story.
What was I'm not familiar.
I was not familiar with absolutely any of it, okay?
Yeah.
So Some Like It Hot is originally a movie. It was like the hit movie from like 1959.
Okay.
With Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis and Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Is in it. There you go. And so in the thing, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon are these two... I can't remember what they are, singers. They're like singers or whatever. Yeah. And then they witness like a mob hit accidentally. And so then they're on the run from the mob and then they dress up like chicks to get away. Right. So, and it was just like, this is the biggest movie in the world at the time. Right. But they dress up like women and that's how they see there they are. And that's how they're like getting away from the mob. Right. Okay. And then they fall in one of them. I think Jack Lemmon's character or maybe the other one, but they fall in love with this singer. Right. And then
Marilyn Monroe.
I think Marilyn Monroe, who's like doesn't know that they're women, obviously. And then because women were a little more handsome back in the day, so it was hard to tell. And then the other one, falls in love or doesn't fall in love, but this gay or this like concert promoter dude or this promoter guy producer falls in love with one of them and doesn't know that it's a dude. And so then
Jack Lemmon is a tough sell as a woman.
Yeah. And then the end of it is the very ending of it is the guy's like, I'm in love with you. And then the guy, he finally has to like reveal, he goes, I'm a man. Like takes his wig off. He's like, I'm a man. And then the final line, he goes, well, you can't be perfect or whatever. Something like that. Like kind of like nobody's perfect kind of thing. And then, but anyways, and then in the, Broadway show, which I had never seen. I didn't know anything about the movie. So these are the two
all
guys.
New to you. That's kind of the best guys. Way to
so
do
the
it.
So the black guy, ends up like he's essentially like says instead of being like he's the character that like rips the wig off.
Yeah.
But instead of ripping the wig off, he's like, oh, I was always trans.
Oh, revisionism.
He's like, you know what? It turns out I was always like this.
Why did they
It just took me getting into this thing to realize actually I'm a woman. And then he ends up hooking up with the guy and they live happily ever after.
No. These libs have got their fucking fingers in everything.
That's the guy or
I mean,
they,
he's stunning.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Honestly, they're great.
Right.
Like they're great performers. It's just funny that they had to kind of like, you know, make it for the time.
Oh,
so then
on.
He's like,
did everybody like stand up and clap or was it like fucking like a
I don't
bunch
know
of...
I was fishing for my tomatoes in my bag I brought. I wasn't looking.
You didn't look to see how that part was received?
No, you know what? The thing is I knew so little about it. I didn't know that it was based off of this movie.
And you know that part was coming. So.
Well, I just didn't know it was based off of this movie. So then I go like, oh, that's just the story.
I just wish they did a reaction cam and you could look at how many like old people are like what or like
that's not what Jack Lemmon would have done
or like trans people like yay
but I think
they
the person who plays the trans I mean it worked out for him or her or they because won like best actor at the Tonys it is honestly very excellent.
Best actor in the non-binary category?
No, just I don't know. I wonder if they have gendered categories, actually.
They should, you know, because it's not fair for trans women to beat regular women at the Oscars.
You're saying that's not fair? That's the position you'd like to take? J. Harrison Gee.
Yeah, I think... well, whatever. It doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah, but I don't know what.
How were your seats?
So they were oddly good, but then less good. So
I know this guy.
We went with my soon to be in-laws. They got tickets, but they got them a little late. So we're actually in the very front row.
Hell yeah!
But that's actually not
tough,
that because
you're like this.
Yeah, you're like, and you can see into the orchestra
pit,
and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like right.
And you're like,
there.
Are you guys bored? You're picking your nose.
Yeah,
I
you're
kind of
just watching them play their thing, which is kind of cool to see that part. Yeah. But it's hard to take in the whole stage.
Yeah, I took my family to the Lion King when they were here in June, and I had seen it before, and it's really fun because of all the puppeting or whatever.
Yeah.
But we were 5 minutes late, so they made us wait outside. So we missed like the grandiose opening. But the actors were like walking in and they were waving to like my niece and nephew. So I think that kind of made up it. Yeah. But I saw Jersey Boys on Broadway. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I imagine they must be pretty just good.
And then I saw some like okay ones. Yeah. Like,
you ever go see plays?
Like, yeah, there was a play called Proof that I went to see twice, actually. I saw it when Jennifer Jason Leigh was the lead.
Okay.
She's from...
Single White Female?
Yes. And Fast Times at Ridgemont High and stuff.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Same, Jennifer, yeah. I'm thinking of the... who was the other one? Oh. Fonda.
PBK? Jane Fonda?
No. Bridget Fonda.
Oh, Bridget Fonda.
She's
the other
one.
She's
the
other one. Yes. Jennifer Jason Leigh, who is also in that Michael Rapaport show. Speaking of Rapaport, that guy's speaking for your people.
He does not represent me.
I loved him in the show Atypical that Jennifer Jason Leigh plays his wife in. But, what do you think about Rapaport? I mean, he went to Gaza he went to Israel.
Well, they paid him.
Who's they?
The Jews. It's who always is they. This just got demonetized.
Yeah. don't you think it's far enough in that they won't see it?
No. So
Nicole will code our voices so we sound different.
Oh, okay. No, Rappaport, I don't know. I've never really been a huge Rappaport fan. I don't know. I don't like he's just really inflaming.
Yeah.
It's very inflammatory, I guess. I like, you know, he's unable to see kind of any nuance, and he just makes people hate Jews more. So I guess that's my take on Rappaport.
Yeah, I guess I don't like anybody who's inflammatory on like either side.
Yeah, like Brett Gelman is you know Brett Gelman?
Yeah.
He's been a tough watch.
Yeah.
Cause he's like a hardcore Zionist.
Right. He did that who brought him up? Was it Micah?
And Tim.
Yeah. They were talking about his sketches and stuff.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of his since I got tricked into watching his Cats thing.
Yeah.
Too many, what's it called? I don't know. He did this, there was some show with a bunch of guys who were from the state, and then he had like a segment on it where it purposely like drags on and has no payoff and it's just stupid, but it's really long. And I guess like the joke's on you for watching it.
I don't like that.
No, I didn't like it. And then since then, I haven't really been a huge fan. But he lost, like, how many Instagram followers does he have right now? Cause he's like lost a lot of fans.
Yeah.
935. He was like at 1 million when the war started.
That makes sense.
So, cause he's very much just like, yeah, see, like Zionist pig is in his, bio, which, yeah. You know what? I will say good for him. Cause a lot of people would, you know, probably not say stuff because it would be for the benefit of their career.
Right.
And he did something that, I mean, I guess could be to the detriment of his career. I don't know. I imagine his live touring dates would be impacted by his strong Israel stance. But then maybe he'll still get to be in like all the TV shows and stuff, like the Stranger Things and whatnot.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how much it hurt him. But yeah, the people who are like, because obviously, you know, they're very much love Israel, which is whatever, fine. But, you know, there are like a lot of people dying.
I know. That's the thing. That's like, you can't really revel or like be too pro. I feel like when your team's like winning, like.
What's that? When they're winning? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of, yeah, bad sportsmanship.
Yeah. It's, you know, like gloating and like, it's sort of, especially when you're doing it from afar.
Yeah.
And the inflammatory thing, like, people can be inflammatory on like all walks of life. Like, what are like people I know, just like a regular person, they'll put shit in their Instagram story who's like, we're keeping tally. We're going to remember like who spoke up and who didn't. It's like,
is this a Jewish person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how much?
You're keeping a list, you say?
Like, what are we doing? Like, what do you mean? What's going to happen?
yeah. Well, there was, you know, Michael Rapaport. This is the thing, actually, I really don't like about the stuff he does, because I can't tell if he's literally this unaware, but he made a video exactly that, being like, we're keeping lists. It's like, yeah, for whoever. And he's like, and he's
right,
and then he's like, and you know, we're not gonna lend you money. Like, he was literally saying that. He's like, the money,
he's leaning into every trope,
he's leaning into all the things. He's like, you ain't getting loans anymore, you're not gonna work in Hollywood anymore.
You like when it rains? I didn't think so.
I'm like, dude, stop it, dude.
You're making it worse.
You're a fucking 65 year old Jewish wigger,
yeah.
Like, relax,
like you said, there is like nuance, there is a difference between a Jewish person living, you know, a well-to-do Hollywood American life versus, yeah, like someone in Israel.
And I mean, there are a lot of Jews who are kind of speaking out about it.
Yeah, of course there are.
Because there is this, as a Jewish person, and I went to like a summer camp that was like a Zionist,
really,
summer camp.
Did, yeah, it feel brainwashy?
Like, so I never bought into that shit. I was very much always like a little shit disturber.
Yeah, Danny, smoking weed, fucking 4 years old.
I was like, they would always be like, we got to do all this like indoctrination
stuff. Were you like, why?
I was very much like, I went to a Jewish school too. And like, I was getting kicked out of like classes and stuff, yeah, when I was like 10, because we would just always be like, just exactly that. Like literally be like, why? That doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't see the logic. Why would I do that?
And then our like, you know, Hebrew like Torah teachers like crying,
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff,
yeah, they get so frustrated,
yeah, because they're like, it's not,
I refuse to be confirmed, and like that sacrament is like, they call it like the laying on of hands. It's like, yeah, when the bishop is like supposed to like smack you in the face to like make you an adult or whatever. That's what I said. I was like, nah, I'm good.
What kind of smack are we talking about?
I think it was different for the boys than it was for the girls.
Like the guys get hit harder
a little bit. And then, yeah, but it was basically just like, and I'm sure it's more tame.
Is that the thing where they push you?
No, that's like baptism.
Oh, that's baptism.
They're like, you know, they're getting the spirits out of you.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy's making it look gentle, but the
actual, see a video of one?
Sacrament of the laying on of hands, that back in the day, they used to fucking, they would smack you.
But like on the top of the head, like here?
They hit us in the face.
What?
Not me, but people.
The ability for the person to recognize that the Holy Spirit's active.
No, that's not it, Nicole. They're fucking
wacky. Wait, that's literally my priest.
They're
that I grew up with. I swear to God.
Really?
No way.
Yes. That's literally
that's
my priest.
That's so funny. I wonder, can you find Father Peter Connolly? He's part of my family.
See, yeah, if he has a vlog like this one.
I don't think he's out going to have a vlog.
Father Peter Connolly.
He was like the editor of The Pilot, which was the Catholic magazine in Boston. I wonder if he got in trouble, because there was a lot of problems.
Oh, why? Catholic priests got in trouble for stuff? What was
yeah,
that for?
They're fucking diddling the altar boys. I wanted to be an altar server. I talk about this all the time. They wouldn't let me.
Not a hot enough kid?
Not a hot enough boy. I think so. Why does he look like Bill Belichick in these pictures?
He does look like Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he does. I don't know.
Yeah, that Spotlight movie a big scandal when it came out? Was that like a big, I mean, I guess the actual like news stuff was probably more of a scandal.
I mean, there was always those happenings. Our priests would get relocated from our churches all the time. Like, what happened to my mom loved this fast talking.
I guess they can't say they're getting promoted, right? Because you're like, to what, Jesus?
You're promoted to jail. You should all get promoted to jail. But no, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I was kind of a why kid too. Like, why?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, especially I was a douchebag especially by the time I was like a sophomore in high school, because that's when we still had like religion class, because I went to Catholic high school and everything. And I would just talk to this guy like, really?
Yeah.
Is this real?
Yeah. See, I went to public high school, but I went to Jewish like elementary school. So then when high school started, it was like Oz. Like, it was like, I was like, this is so different than what I'm used to.
Like Oz.
Literally the first day of school, like at the first like break, there was like crazy fight. Like these two kids kicking the shit out of each other. I'm like, I've never seen a fight before. No, I was like, I've never seen.
What was the, were there a lot of Jewish kids at the public high school?
Fuck, like, this is, no, like almost zero.
Wow.
Like I went from like,
where did the kids from your elementary school go to high school?
So all over, because like I grew up in this city called Burlington, Ontario, and I went to there was no Jewish school in that city. It was the next city over, like 25 minutes away kind of thing.
And your parents didn't love you that much?
What?
No, to send you to Jewish high school?
Or I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go?
No, no.
Because you hate.
I'm like, I'm not. I've had enough of this. Like, to go to a Jewish high school, like, if you go to Jewish high school, you're like on the track to being like a rabbi. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to do that. Hell no. I had enough of it when I was 10. At that point, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But so they just went, all the kids who I went to high school with, like, it was like a kind of big wide area. Like they're all from all over, but nobody from my city went to that elementary school. So I had like 1600 kids in my high school and there's maybe like four Jews.
Wow. Yeah. 1600 in your graduating class or the whole high school. So like 400 a class.
Yeah. And there was like four Jews. Like one per grade.
One per grade.
Yeah,
okay.
It was pretty rare.
You guys like nod at each other in the hallway?
I didn't, honestly, I remember not even finding out until I thought I was the only one until probably like I was like, in the 11th.
You really, 11th you guys grade. Know how to hide?
Grade 11 is what we say. Yeah, we do know how to hide. Shapeshifters is what some people might say. Only when we're convenient is how some people put it.
Wait, I was going to say something and I forgot.
But anyways, what I was saying back with the, where we started with the Israel thing with the camp is they did try and indoctrinate us. And I went to this like Zionist thing. And let me tell you, they don't mention Palestinian people one time.
No.
It did not come up.
So the way
it never comes up. Like, so people like, I heard Seth Rogen and like Adam Friedland said similar things. And you're just like, they really, and you know what? I think it'll change now because that camp that, and it's actually the same camp that Seth Rogen went to. And but that camp is like super hardcore, like leftist. So I imagine that their curriculum is going to be changing a lot.
Yeah.
Coming up to like include. I actually had a kid who went to my camp who got kidnapped.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like was one of the kids. I haven't been to the camp in like 20. I think they were released yet.
Oh wow.
But like actually like a kid who went to my camp. God. Well, I follow the Facebook. I'm like, but I don't keep
terrifying
that much. Yeah. But yeah. A kid did get kidnapped who went to the camp. So, but anyways, yeah, I have a feeling they'll start mentioning, I think.
Palestine?
Just like, you know,
briefly
that there were people there and stuff, kind of.
I went to my best friend's Jewish camp, like to visit her and for like a day, like bring your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring your Gentile friend to Jewish camp day.
Yeah.
Her camp ruled though. It was huge. So many activities. There were horses, arts and crafts. There was like a pool.
Yeah. That was like the rich people Jew camp. I went to like the shitty socialist Zionist one.
Yeah. Hers was
We had like a tube. And like one boat.
Oh.
Which is cool. But yeah, hers, like I had some friends who were like went to and they're like they had insane shit.
Yeah. Hers is like it felt like the classic summer camp. Like you have so much fun. My parents would only send me to camp if it was like gonna further my I went to Boston Ballet Camp. Which was 9 hours of dancing a day. Yeah. Like this is so crazy. But they like it wouldn't just be ballet. They would do like tap and then Russian and Spanish dancing. So it was like fun. But
can you still dance?
No.
You lose dance?
No, yeah, I could figure it out, of course. But not the way I used to. Like I knew the dance of the Four Swans. Like and if the music came on, I could probably be pretty close.
Okay. Not bad.
But yeah. Or like they would send me to speech and debate camp or acting camp. It was never just fun.
Yeah.
It had to be like work related.
I'm trying to think of, I mean,
it's not abusive.
No,
but
I guess a similar thing for me would be like sports camps.
Right. What sports did you play? You're tall.
Basketball. I went to basketball camp. Played baseball. That was about it.
Did you play like in college or anything?
No.
Where'd you go to college?
Me and Ryan Long went to the same college called the University of Guelph in Guelph, Ontario.
That sounds like a made-up place. Canada's so funny.
Well, all the names are, I mean, similar to
Guelph
here.
The Guelph of Mexico?
similar to here.
The Guelph on a shelf?
That's it right there. The Guelph on a shelf. That's the one right there.
I like an order of 3-6 Guelph shrimp.
But, well,
how's your Guelph swing?
Guelph swing. Similar to here, though, everything's just named after places in England.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So Guelph's like some shithole in England. And then they just, when they came over, they just go, this place is also Guelph.
It's so goofy. I wish you guys wore your...
It is a weird name. Guelph.
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 It just, does.
It's one of those words where if you say it too many times, then it loses all its meaning. Like if you go, how's like, that a word?
If you pointed at like a like phlegm chunk that somebody had like coughed up like on the side of the street and you're like, what's that called? I'd be like, oh, that's a Guelph.
That's a Guelph. Guelph. But so Ryan Long and myself,
What did you guys both major in?
We took the same. Here's the thing. We're in the same program.
Yeah. Slow one.
Economics, business and economics or whatever.
Yeah.
He was actually in the one above me, like the smarter person one.
Oh, Ryan. And,
yeah. But we never met at school.
You never even.
We had one class together, which was, I can't remember what it was. I think it was like management economics or something.
And you don't even, like, if you think about it, you don't remember him? Or...
I do. So I remember Ryan because we had this one class together. And if you've ever seen photos of Ryan, like from a long time ago.
He had long hair.
He had like super long hair. He dressed like a fucking goof. Not a Canadian goof. Because in Canada, you can't call people goofs. Because that's actually like a prison term for a chomo. Sex offender.
Oh.
So it's like if you're in Canada and you call someone a goof, like the wrong person, like they'll kick the shit out of you. Because it's like calling someone a pedophile.
Yeah.
But like an American goof, he is like, if you can find photos of him, but he would dress like insane, like these long, like colorful socks and this huge mop of hair and like aviators and stuff.
Ryan.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Ryan Long.
Like basically like that. Yeah. That one right there.
So the way left.
The way left or even that one closer.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what he looked like in my like class, economics class. So how could you not remember him?
Yeah.
Like in doing like a presentation on like some business thing, but like dressed like that.
I'm dead.
So anyways,
look at him.
So we had one class together, but I never met him until after.
Until when? Until you guys.
I like an open mic.
That's hilarious. It was meant to be. How interesting. You guys are in a way like twin flames.
We are twin flames. Did you watch Twin Flames?
No.
Really?
No.
You just use that term?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen the show Escaping Twin Flames?
All right, I have seen the show.
Okay, I was going to...
But I didn't finish it.
Oh, you didn't
like
it?
Is it a series?
It's
or is it a one thing?
Yeah, it's like four episodes or something.
Yeah, I saw a few of these fucking grotesque couples.
It's maybe one of my favorite things like in a long time. Escaping Twin Flames. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix.
But I know when I think of Twin Flames, I think of the classic meaning.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it's based off of is these two hucksters who literally, you haven't watched this whole thing?
I have, and the way you're describing it's making me, these two hucksters.
They are. They trick people into becoming
trans. Scam artists.
This is the best thing ever. So it's all women sign up who can't meet guys.
Yeah.
And then they go, so they tell them, they go, you have a twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone in the world is your twin flame, your perfect match.
Yeah.
Right. So for one girl, she was like 19, some random dude in like Europe messaged her on Facebook.
Yeah. He's 75 years old.
Like some creep who was like, it's like criminal dude who like couldn't leave his place. And then they go, that's your twin flame. Be with him.
They're like,
cause he messaged you.
He has a rap sheet. He's been arrested multiple times for battery.
He couldn't even come visit her.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, I can't come
that's
to like
him.
America. And then they go,
that's
well, the fact,
guy.
And he was in their like other Facebook folder of like, you know, like your other messages.
Yeah.
And then she checked in, they go, that's your twin flame. And then, but the problem is they had too many women. Right. And the thing is to keep them in the group and paying, they go, your twin flame is like part of this ecosystem thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's too many women. So then they start going,
they would steal their flames.
No, they would be like, you're a lesbian.
Oh, you're
now.
A lesbian. Yeah. Yeah. Cause,
and we're going to match you up with like so-and-so or like this woman right here. Like this is the larger one. No, up. Yeah. Her. So like they go, your twin flame is
this couch.
This woman, and she goes, I'm not a lesbian. She goes, you're a man. So then, you're a man now. So then they're like making like a bunch of them just go trans to be men to like match up.
It makes sense.
Does not. It's crazy that you could be.
I mean,
like,
it's a good scheme.
It is a good scheme to make like, you know, $200 a month.
Did people start like trans therapy?
Yeah, a bunch of, I think two of the people had like mastectomies.
No fucking way.
Yeah. But then it's funny because in the documentary.
I blame them. How are you that disconnected from yourself that you'll chop off your tits?
Well, so the funny thing is in the documentary, they make a point because they're not trying to be like anti-trans in any way. So, so then they go, two of them had it, but they go, actually, like, this is good. Like they do like a whole thing where you go, like, actually, like it can be life-saving to have like gender affirming therapy. So they weren't even commenting on that. They go like, if anything, they would have to say, well, they helped them in this regard because they helped them get to the point of knowing that they were trans sooner.
Right.
But they have to, they're obviously painting the whole thing as this bad, like nefarious thing. But then they're like, but that part was
good.
Good. Yeah. That helped them.
Yuck.
So when they're, I haven't watched this, when they're determining their twin flame, what are, they're just saying, this is your person. What
it's
are they?
It's just this guy, right?
He's, but he's has like a globe and a dart. And
he just, yeah, oh. No, yeah, he's just like literally like, this is your twin flame. And he just matches them up with these random, and these whole, and he was making the chicks all get fat. So that was another thing. He, cause one of the things he sold was like a diet plan,
mm-hmm.
but the diet plan was like, basically making everybody super fat. So you're watching this documentary and it kind of bounces around. And then like this one girl's like, I gained 80 pounds in 6 months following his diet plan. And his partner, that girl over there on the left, like she starts off way skinnier than that. And then you just watch, and I don't know why. And then during it, the Keith Raniere stuff started happening. Which is the Nexium.
What's that?
The Nexium is the vow.
I saw that. Yeah.
Keith Raniere, who's now serving like a life in prison.
Right. And there was that blonde chick who helped him, right?
Yeah. I've actually talked to her a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did she help?
Nikki Klein.
What's her
I'm trying
deal?
To get her on my podcast. I was trying to get her on the Bathhouse, actually. She, so she was, I don't know if she's the actress. I think she was an actress on like, she was a Hollywood actress. Not the main one though.
Yeah, I thought she was.
Allison Mack was the main.
Yeah.
One. She was like on Smallville or something.
Yeah.
Or something. But no, she was on some smaller shows like Battlestar Galactica, but it was just this like cult in upstate New York.
Right.
Like Rochester or something.
They were just like fucking each other.
Well, so it starts off as not that, but then Keith Raniere, the main guy, who's like this fucking weasel dude.
He's a weasel, and right? Starts
chick,
banging them all.
That's the main
that
chick.
Brunette chick?
Yeah, she was the main chick.
She was like the Ghislaine.
Kind of. She built it with him.
Yeah.
I can't remember what her name is. Cindy or something?
But is this really her? Or is this an actress?
That's really her.
She looks like the therapist in The Sopranos.
She does, yeah. But she does kind of look like Melfi. So she started it with Keith Raniere, Nexium, and they blew it up into this like big, like it's just so normal kind of self-help thing. Mm-hmm. But then people started moving to like live in their little compound thing in upstate New York. And then he starts just fucking everybody.
Everyone, yeah.
Her daughter. He, I think, impregnated her daughter, but then, which is not her. But then I think she was also in love with him. Like, it's a whole crazy thing. But so then he ended up going to jail.
Yo, these bitches always fall for these cult leader dudes, yo.
That's just how
David Koresh.
That's how it goes, though. Is that when you start a cult and then you start the banging, it just all, like, it's just like a pyramid.
But then it's like, then all the other men suddenly disappear, you know, like in Mormonism, mm-hmm. where like the old guys like get rid of the young boys because they want all the hot pussy for themselves.
Yeah.
It's like lions in the wild.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. But so this guy, the Twin Flames, like during the Twin Flame stuff, Keith Raniere is like getting sentenced to like life in prison for fucking everybody. And you can tell he's getting worried. So then he makes everybody in Twin Flames write like an essay about how this is not a cult and he's not, nothing illegal's happening. He's like, because he was really trying to cover
this. This will cover my bases.
Kind of. But it's still operating. Twin Flames is like,
people are so fucking sad. Well, you know what made me happy? So yesterday, New Year's Day, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
Hope
New
your
Year,
2024
everyone.
Is off to a great start. Like and subscribe. So I worked out really hard the 3 days before New Year's Day, just so I could avoid the gym yesterday, because it's always just full of these fucking people without willpower.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from Equinox yesterday and they were like, hey, like Happy New Year. So like you've been crushing it all year for the past 3 years. He's like, we just wanted to congratulate you and da-da-da, you get what it takes, da-da-da. And for this reason, we don't accept new memberships on the 1st of January because, like, they don't want that type of person.
Yeah, they don't want that rush of, like...
Yeah, and they don't want, like, to piss off their clientele that they have already.
That's fine.
I like it.
Yeah, I feel like Equinox isn't the type of gym where people are, like, doing those January 1st signups
as much, though. They do.
I imagine like a Blink Fitness is a fucking nightmare on January 1st.
Yeah,
it's like $30 and probably people are like, yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Planet Fitness.
But Equinox is a little bit more of a commitment, but you still see the volume increase, especially in like the classes and stuff. Like, and it might not necessarily be new memberships. It might just be people restarting their life that have had a membership actually. I don't know. Whatever.
There must be so many people actually. I guess people just don't even care like who pay, because isn't Equinox like $300 a month?
Yeah.
Probably people just like have like the classic, like pay $300 a month, don't go.
That's crazy. crazy to me. I think about that because I try to get, I have two gym memberships and I have a personal trainer, but I try to get, I squeeze every dollar out of them.
Yeah, which is fine. But like, and Planet Fitness is their model is literally like $10. Don't come here. Like that's their,
is
literal,
that the messaging?
That their business model is literally, it's $10 a month.
Don't walk in the door.
We don't have any like equipment for people who are like really serious about weightlifting or anything to keep those people out.
Yeah.
And then they like serve pizza and stuff and they have like pizza days and they just want you to like not come. But it's $10 a month. So you're like, who cares?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's working.
Yeah, it's a great business
model. And you know what? Maybe it's keeping people from tipping the scale into obese. Like, maybe it's keeping the average person in that average zone.
At Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you use it, it's great. And then, but they're not trying to push you into using the gym. They're just they just want you to have
They're like, yeah, we don't need you to be the market, the poster child for like Planet Fitness. Yeah, like
there's no squat racks.
What?
Well, that's the whole thing, right? Because they go, the type of person.
How can you not have a.
The type of person who uses a squat rack is going to be there too often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So don't provide them that. It's a supply and demand.
They sell so many. Passes like that if all those people came they're like the gym would be unusable so they sell them specifically to people who are like I just want to use like a adductor machine time to time
just do this once in a
while you know
you can do that at home
go in there here and there
all right we're wrapping this up first episode of the year 2024 Ooh. Thanks for coming down here Danny tell the Thank people you. Where they can find you, how they can support you.
You can find me on Danny Jokes on Twitter and on Instagram, Danny Jokes 2.0, because I got kicked off. Although I might get it back.
Oh, that's right. We didn't even talk about
that. Yeah, I got kicked off of Instagram for sexual solicitation.
Which is why they should kick me off.
Yeah, you'd think.
They haven't yet.
But life is not fair, Karen.
No, dude.
And
They're probably aiming for me and they hate you.
Yeah, fuck. But I might get it back. I'm currently having to pay someone $2,000 to hopefully screw that. So we'll see how that works. And then you can boys cast with Ryan Long, who we mentioned, my friend from Guelph.
Boys.
Every Friday, new episode of the boys cast. Just go subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/lowvaluemail, MAIL. I have live streams on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you
Stay safe
me.
Out there.
It's only feet.